News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
And good morning. It is 6 minutes after 6 o'clock on Mobile Mornings. Dan and Dalton, and I would say a good bit of Dr. Bill today, and the next few days will be in order for what's going on.
The forecast certainly calls for more Dr. Bill.
Yep, really does. Not more cowbell, more Dr. Bill.
Yeah.
And we'll be talking with him live starting at the bottom of this hour on FM Talk 106.5. Right now, let's get you to where you're going this morning safely with Kane.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center south Conception Street between Savannah and Elmira Street. An accident with injuries. Person trapped. It's only about 10 minutes old. Other than that, it looks great. Across the Bayway, the Causeway from Tillman's Corner and Theodore and northbound 65 up towards Saraland. Cart Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help get your carts running. You know they rent their carts for any special occasion and family gatherings, and you can buy a new or used cart too. See them at cartdoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Auburn fans, join Doug Holden every Thursday from 5 till 8 on location at the Hope Farm, 915 Nichols Avenue in Fairhope. You'll be entertained and can join in his show, Tiger Talk OT. Gather at the Hope Farm for Tiger Talk OT on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and a few thunderstorms today. Will be breezy with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms and windy with heavy rain, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms and windy with heavy rain and afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Morning from Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and FM Talk 106.5 with the Mobile Mornings. And three big things: Tropical Storm Sally expected to become a hurricane. We will track it with the help of Dr. Bill Williams, of course. Also be updating closings and cancellations because of Sally. In fact, we'll do that here right around the corner in just about 30 seconds. And a $100,000 reward is offered in the search of a gunman who ambushed two L.A. County Sheriff's deputies. And I guess by now you've seen the video of that. That's pretty horrible.
Yeah, what an awful, awful video from over the weekend.
Okay, so Sally, let's get our sights on Sally and closings and such. Tropical Storm Sally expected to strengthen into a hurricane before striking the northern Gulf Coast. That might be like right around here, maybe further into Mississippi or the Mississippi-Louisiana line. According to the Weather Channel, Sally's expected to strengthen as it moves northwestward towards the northern Gulf Coast into Tuesday. Now, appreciate the Weather Channel, but we'll get it from Dr. Bill Williams beginning in the bottom of the hour, and I think that's probably what everybody actually wants to hear, right?
Yes, no doubt about that.
Right now, the center of the storm is headed towards Mississippi, with the right side of that cone stretching east of Baldwin County and the western side of the cone crossing over southeastern Louisiana. The system is going to arrive on the northern Gulf Coast beginning late Monday and Tuesday, and could be a Category 1 hurricane as it nears landfall. Excuse me, the slow movement of the storm means it could be around for a while, dumping tons of rainfall along with life-threatening storm surge and high winds. And right now, the forecast winds of 40 to 50 miles an hour to hit around here tonight, beginning around 6 o'clock. Rainfall totals 8 to 16 inches.
So lots again, of rain.
Let's talk to Dr. Bill about that and get all that straight from him. Mobile and Baldwin County and Washington counties, along with Northwest Florida, are in tropical storm warning with a hurricane watch in effect just offshore the Alabama coast. I also saw, we'll probably get to this next half hour, that Mayor Collier from down at Dauphin Island, he put out a statement too. The entire Mississippi coast is under a hurricane warning, meaning that if the track moves any further east, Mobile and Baldwin counties could soon also be under a hurricane warning. Our entire area is also under a flash flood watch until Thursday morning.
Yeah.
So again, This is going to be a mess.
Yeah, with that rain and the storm surge. And we all know the areas by now that are likely to flood when we have a situation like that, so keep that in mind. But that flash flood watch is in effect for a large portion of the week. Now, the Mobile County Emergency Management Agency, they began, of course, over the weekend preparing for the arrival of Tropical Storm Sally. And WKRG spoke with the Deputy Director of Mobile County EMA, Mike Evans. He said their biggest concern is the heavy amount of rainfall that's expected for our area and, of course, the flooding that comes along with that rain. They're also concerned about the storm surge. Now, Evan said they're expecting anywhere from 2 to 4 feet of surge, but that number could increase if the storm tracks further east. Right now, the highest storm surge of 7 to 11 feet is expected from the mouth of the Mississippi to Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Mobile County Public Schools, they'll close down for today, including in-person and remote learning. So even if you're at home, you don't have to do the learning with MCPSS today. They're expected to give more information later on the plan for tomorrow and the rest of the week. Baldwin County Public Schools, they are in session today. They'll provide after-school care, but they've canceled all extracurricular activities. They promised to give an update on the remainder of the week by 4 p.m. today. As of the latest update, Saraland, Satsuma, and Washington County Schools are in session today. Gulf Shore City Schools are closed today. Escambia County, Florida Public School is canceled for today, as are the Pensacola Catholic Schools in Escambia and Fort Walton Beach. Santa Rosa County, Florida Schools closed today, and Greene County, Mississippi Public Schools said they'll have a 60% school day with extracurricular activities canceled. So I think that means they're going to go for most of the day and then call it quits this afternoon. The University of South Alabama, they kicked the students out of the classrooms. They'll be going remote for today and tomorrow. All USA events canceled for today and tomorrow as well. And the main dining hall will only be open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Spring Hill College afternoon classes, they've been canceled for today. All classes before 1:30 will meet as usual. Bishop State, they're also doing remote learning for the next 2 days. Pensacola State College has canceled all classes and activities, and the University of West Florida will go remote beginning at noon today.
Here's a feather in our cap, I think, at FM Talk 106.5, and I can tell you that when storms like this were coming, regardless of what radio station I was working at, and it was basically one for 25 years, and the people around me, we listened to FM Talk 106.5 because of Dr. Bill Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And what y'all may not realize is not only Dr. Bill Williams a renowned voice on the radio making sure that we are as safe as we can be, but did you know that Alabama Power receives their updates from the USA Coastal Weather Research Center, where our own Dr. Bill Williams is the head guy?
Yeah.
So he provides information for a lot of essential, well, you can't get much more essential than Alabama Power at a mm-hmm. time like this, right?
Oh, yeah.
So they're listening to the words and reading the text of Dr. Bill Williams, just to frame who we're going to be talking to at the bottom of the hour, just so you know that.
Yeah, and the Alabama Power, they sent out a really good, I guess you want to call it a press release, but more of a preparation checklist
yes.
for situations like this. And I've shared it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. But I thought an interesting stat that they put out there, that while storm surge is traditionally the greatest threat to life in a tropical storm or a hurricane, mm-hmm. they said it's about 50% of the lives that are taken are due to storm surge, if I read that graph correctly. Inland flooding is the second most dangerous hazard. So as we talk about that flash flood watch that's in effect through Thursday and the amount of rain that we're expecting from this system, which Dr. Bill will fill us in on at the bottom half of the hour, keep that in mind. Inland flooding, second most dangerous hazard. And then a little further down the list, you have high winds and tornadoes that could also be produced from the storm. And we know to watch out for those. But just keep in mind that even when the storm has passed in the next few days, that flooding can cause major, major issues.
Well, I got off the phone with Blunt Coach Lev Holly last night talking about UTV 44. We had a heck of a game on Friday night, by the way. One of the best we've ever done, I think. But so our game that we have scheduled for Friday night is Saraland at Blunt, and a couple of really good teams. Well, according to Coach Holly, that is in a flood area where the Blunt High School is. Now, it's out in 8 Mile, and you think maybe it's elevated enough, but not from what he told me. So that could put that game, a lot of activities, a lot of games, a lot of sports will be shelved for the first part of this week. And maybe you're talking about that flooding. Even by the end of the week, we could see problems trying to have sporting events because of flooding in this area.
Yeah, no doubt about that. But, of course, the main issue would be when and how large the storm is by the time it strikes the Gulf Coast and where it will strike on the Gulf Coast. And we'll talk with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams here at 6:35 and get the latest information on that.
15 minutes after 6 now, FM Talk 106.5. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. What a weekend of sports.
Yeah, highlights from week 4 of Alabama high school football on the way, and Alabama and Auburn have moved up in the latest AP Top 25 poll. More coming up in sports.
Alabama. It's our home, and right now, our home needs your help. To improve the future of Alabama, we all have to take the census. It could mean $13 billion in funding for our state and make sure our voice is heard in Washington. And it takes every one of us. It's your right. Take the census now at my2020census.gov.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile County has closed all school campuses and offices today ahead of Tropical Storm Sally. The school district has also canceled remote learning and meal distribution for today. Special education students were set to phase back into the classroom today. That's been pushed back to Wednesday. Students in Baldwin County will return to class this morning, but all extracurricular activities are canceled this afternoon. The decision was announced Sunday afternoon, but Gulf Shores City Schools decided to close ahead of Sally's arrival. A decision about Tuesday classes will be made later today. Sally has also forced the University of South Alabama to make some changes. The university will go remote due to the storm threat. School will resume normal operations on Wednesday. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves has signed a state of emergency as Sally approaches the coast. Sally is expected to become a hurricane before making landfall. Reeves also sent a formal request to President Trump asking for FEMA assistance. Reeves says people need to take the storm seriously. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
Imagine all the charm and character of a home in Midtown Mobile without the upkeep and maintenance, without the yard work and responsibility. Now you're thinking of 1412 Midtown. These apartment homes are located on Government Street in the beautiful historic district just minutes from downtown Mobile. 1412 Midtown puts you close to shopping, dining, and entertainment. Newly renovated with granite countertops and matching stainless steel appliances, the character of this 1942 built home remains with majestic oaks and real hardwood floors. 1 and 2 bedrooms available with central heat and air, frost-free refrigerators, and gas ranges. All units are cable-ready and include washer-dryer hookups. This residence is professionally managed with 24-hour emergency maintenance. If you're ready for Midtown living, call us at 251-345-1260 to schedule an appointment and to see these special homes. Before you know it, you'll be living your best life at 1412 Midtown.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:18 here on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Some headlines from Friday night high school football. Dan Brennan knows all about this game. St. Paul's rallied to win the battle for Old Shell Road over UMS Wright, 34-32. Saints running back and Army commit Javonte Graves-Billups had a huge second half, rushed for 130 yards and a touchdown. Theodore stuffed a two-point conversion rushing attempt in overtime to upset Daphne 21-20. Blunt played for the first time this season and shut out Citronelle 26-0. Bayside Academy remained undefeated with a 24-21 double overtime win over Hillcrest Evergreen. Faith routed LaFleur, McGill Toulon shut out Gulf Shores, and Williamson beat St. Michael by 1. So, quick runaround for high school football on Friday night. I know I didn't mention all the scores, but that would take half the show here. So, that's what you get this morning.
You gave us the headlines. That was fine.
In college football, a new Associated Press Top 25 poll was released, this time without the schools that have postponed their 2020 seasons. That doesn't matter for Clemson, though. Tigers remain ranked first with 60 of 61 first-place votes. Alabama moved up to number 2. Oklahoma's number 3, followed by number 4, Georgia, and number 5, Florida. Defending champion LSU with 1 first-place vote comes in at number 6. Notre Dame, after winning its debut over Duke, its ACC debut over Duke, is ranked 7th, followed by Auburn at number 8, Texas at 9, and Texas A&M 10th. Among the new teams in the rankings were the Sun Belt's Louisiana Lafayette at number 19 and Appalachian State at number 24. The Ragin' Cajuns pulled off maybe the biggest upset of the weekend, winning at ranked Iowa State 31-14. Louisiana Lafayette was last ranked in 1943. In week one of the NFL, Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints ruined Tom Brady's debut with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Saints intercepted Brady twice and returned one of those for a touchdown in a 34-23 win for New Orleans. Cam Newton rushed for two touchdowns in his debut victory with New England, 21-11 over Miami. Russell Wilson tossed four touchdowns in a 38-25 Seattle win over Atlanta. Rookie quarterback Joe Burrow came up just short of winning his first ever pro game. Burrow's Bengals missed a game-tying field goal attempt, fell to the L.A. Chargers 16-13. The L.A. Rams beat the Dallas Cowboys 20-17 to open L.A.'s new SoFi Stadium. Baltimore, Jacksonville, Buffalo, Washington, Chicago, Green Bay, Vegas, and Arizona also won on Sunday. And tonight, two games to wrap up week one. Pittsburgh hosts the Giants at 6 o'clock, and Denver will host Tennessee at 9:30. Both of those games set to air on ESPN. 621 FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
You know, you open up this massive $5 billion stadium.
And not a soul in sight.
Nobody's there. I mean, welcome to 2020. That kind of wraps it up right there. It is 21 minutes after 6 o'clock, and the latest on those two Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies who are ambushed will give you their condition on the way on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Alpha Plastics, keeping your employees and customers safe with clear protective shields. Alpha Plastics has the material on hand to produce any type of barriers to fit your needs. Call 471-1130 for a quote today. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and a few thunderstorms today. Will be breezy with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms and windy with heavy rain, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms and windy with heavy rain and afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic no-fault lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window 10 places.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
How do you define strength? Is it physical?
I'm hot!
Or is it mental? Maybe it's both. Maybe it's whatever empowers a person to dig deeper, fight harder, and overcome obstacles that once seemed insurmountable. Discover how much stronger and more confident your children can be. Encourage them to participate in a sport when they go to high school.
This message presented by the Alabama High School Athletic Association and the Alabama High School Athletic Directors and Coaches Association.
Good morning, everyone, from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center at South Conception Street between Savannah and Elmira Street. They've got an accident with injuries, person trapped, so be careful through there. Looks great across the Bayway and the Crossway. Nice ride northbound 65 for Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland so far. At Premier Medical in Mobile and Daphne, they have 36 of the region's best doctors for all your eye, ear, nose, and throat care needs. All board certified with over 100 years of serving the Gulf Coast. See them at pmg.md. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
It is Mobile Mornings. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5. Just so you know, after we get to, through the bottom of the hour, we will be talking with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams about Tropical Storm Sally. We've also reached out to Dauphin Island Mayor Jeff Collier. He'll come on with us to talk about storm preparations for that part of the county, which is right there at the Gulf of Mexico. So nobody knows more about storm preparations than our friends on Dauphin Island, really.
Yeah, the West End hears about a storm in the Atlantic and starts to flood. That's how quickly water rises there.
They certainly start to prepare, right? Those two Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies who were shot and critically injured on Saturday night are out of surgery, according to an LASD spokesperson. It looks like they're going to be able to recover Sheriff Alex Villanueva said on Sunday afternoon. We'll see what the long-term impact is. We don't know that yet, but they survived the worst, said the sheriff himself. The deputies, one male and one female, were ambushed as they sat in their vehicle, and that shooting happened about 7 o'clock L.A. time, 7 p.m., the suspect approached the car from behind the deputy's vehicle and walked along the passenger side. He acted as if he was going to walk past the car. So if you're watching, if you see this video, you don't see anything nefarious really going on until he decided, well, maybe he had already decided to.
Ran up to the vehicle and fired those shots.
Yeah.
Just
incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, just awful. So, this is just a somber reminder that this is a dangerous job, and actions and words have consequences. Our jobs do not get any easier because people do not like law enforcement. Those are the words of the sheriff. And the sheriff's department announced Sunday afternoon it's offering a $100,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the suspect who remains at large. Also, it's like this sick stuff going on at the hospital where protesters are there saying terrible things about law enforcement, blocking the entrance to the emergency room. I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, the act itself is hideous, and now these clowns at the hospital doing what they're doing. I mean, it's disgusting.
Yeah, and the L.A. Sheriff's Department, you know, they released that video on social media, and I think good for them. I know there's probably detractors out there who don't think they should have released video of some wacko walking up to the side of their car and shooting into it, but I mean, they said here the female deputy was shot through the jaw when that suspect fired through the window, and then after being shot through the jaw was able to apply a tourniquet to the male deputy, who I guess was in the driver's side of that vehicle, and then was able to call for help. But you mentioned the people that were standing outside the hospital and chanting things like death to the police and things of that nature.
It's terrible.
Well, the LA mayor, for all he's done, for good or worse, Garcetti, he did say yesterday there's no place in civilized society for anybody to draw an arm and to shoot our law enforcement officers that put their lives on the line. And I won't ever let a couple voices that not only are uncalled for, but it's abhorrent to say something like that when we have two deputies who are sheriff's deputies in grave condition. So he mentioned that a little bit. Also, yesterday, President Trump, he spoke about the ambush deputies and said basically we'd expect the president to say, you know, strong on law and order. He said, we're looking for that suspect, and when we find that person, we've got to get much faster with our courts, and we've got to get much tougher with our sentencing. Meanwhile, his opponent, Joe Biden, tweeting that gun control is needed. Weapons of war have no place in our communities.
Okay, well, quickly, politics involved?
Mm-hmm.
We would expect no less. The president, of course, needs to speak on something like that. 628, FM Talk 106.5, Dr. Bill on the way.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile County has closed all school campuses and offices today ahead of Tropical Storm Sally. The school district has also canceled remote learning and meal distribution for today. Special education students were set to phase back into the classroom today. That's been pushed back to Wednesday. Students in Baldwin County will return to class this morning, but all extracurricular activities are canceled this afternoon. The decision was announced Sunday afternoon, but Gulf Shores City Schools decided to close ahead of Sally's arrival. A decision about Tuesday classes will be made later today. Sally has also forced the University of South Alabama to make some changes. The university will go remote due to the storm threat. School will resume normal operations on Wednesday. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves has signed a state of emergency as Sally approaches the coast. Sally is expected to become a hurricane before making landfall. Reeves also sent a formal request to President Trump asking for FEMA assistance. Reeves says people need to take the storm seriously. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. 800-480-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least 35 people are dead and millions of acres burned in wildfires across the West, the majority of deaths in California. President Trump will be in California today to get a first-hand look at the devastation. Meanwhile, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says the Trump administration isn't doing enough to help the state.
Leadership at the very top needs to be earlier, stronger, and from the president, I wish that we would get as much attention not based on an electoral map, but just purely on being Americans.
He was speaking on CNN's State of the Union. Tropical Storm Sally churning towards the northern Gulf Coast. It's expected to gain strength before making landfall late tonight or early tomorrow as a Category 1 or 2 hurricane. Mandatory evacuations in place for parts of southern Mississippi. The governor there has told residents the time to get out is now. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making an extra $5,000 to $10,000 a month flipping tax-lienedproperties? Or buying tax-forfeited properties at 50% off market value to flip for even larger cash profits? Then listen. The Tax Lien Wealth Builders Company is offering a free tax lien investor kit to anyone that texts INVEST to 72000 right now. With this kit, you'll learn to use their formula and website to buy tax liens anywhere in the U.S. that can earn you up to 18 to 25% returns secured by the government. It's so simple you can even do this from the safety of your own home if you have access to the right online tools. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty, fixing up houses, or unclogging toilets, text INVEST to 72000 now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus free tickets to an online training session, and see how fast you can receive your first tax lien paycheck. You can't afford to wait. Text INVEST to 72000. That's tax INVEST to 72000 for your free kit now. Individual results may vary. Text INVEST to 72000.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. The Wall Street Journal says ByteDance has abandoned the sale of TikTok in the U.S. to pursue a partnership with Oracle that it hopes will spare the U.S. ban while appeasing China. The Beijing-based firm had been in talks to divest the business to Oracle or a consortium led by Microsoft after President Trump ordered the sale last month and threatened to shut down the short video app in the country. But China's state-run English television channels reporting that ByteDance will not sell TikTok's U.S. operations to Oracle or Microsoft and will not give the source code for the platform to any U.S. firm. A sudden snapback in freight demand has distribution networks out of the West Coast bursting at the seams. The crush of imports is straining capacity at seaports and in supply chains heading inland, raising shipping prices for retailers and complicating efforts to replenish inventories following the pandemic upheaval. Industry executives say the restocking is coming just as companies are starting to line up goods for the holiday season. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
It's all about you.
Hi folks, Greg Halliday from Kobe Subaru here, inviting you to participate in Subaru's Love Strikes Twice event now through September 30th. There's never been a better time to buy a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. Visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to learn more about this exclusive event and schedule your VIP appointment. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
I admit it. You've been listening to Dan and Dalton, but what you really were waiting on this morning on FM Talk 106.5 was the telephone arrival of this man, Dr. Bill Williams, with all eyes on Sally. And good morning, Doctor, and happy Monday, I guess. At least hello. Yeah. Welcome to Monday.
Yes, and we've got quite a bit of activity, and of course, right here on the home front, and all eyes now are on Sally. Sally is getting organized and will be strengthening today. Over the last few hours, quite a bit of thunderstorm development has occurred around the center, and it's actually caused the center to move more to the northeast, and so it's been displaced. Now, what that means is that the overall track will shift a little bit to the east. We're now projecting tonight that the center of Sally will reach the southeastern coast of Louisiana, but we're talking about way in the southeast, and that is the mouth of the Mississippi River. Once it crosses that area, which is extremely flat, the delta, then it will turn to the north, and the likely target after that will be the Mississippi coast. But it'll be the western Mississippi coast, somewhere between the Louisiana border and Pass Christian. Of course, Pass Christian is a very famous place for landfalls or hurricanes. And that will occur tomorrow night or very early on Wednesday. So the storm is going to move very slow as it makes its way across the mouth of the Mississippi and then on up to Mississippi, taking all day to do that tomorrow and tomorrow night. Now, this is going to be a big rain event, but it also will produce some hurricane force winds. We expect it to become at least a minimal hurricane. And therefore, some areas there of Louisiana and also the western Mississippi coast could experience winds of about 75 miles per hour. As for the rain, it is going to be a huge rain event. It now appears that in our area, we can expect anywhere from 8 to 12 inches of rain, possibly a foot, or even more than that. All that rain will occur on the Mississippi coast and Alabama and the portions of northwest Florida, but all confined to the eastern side. And as that storm makes its turn and very slowly makes the turn up toward the north, all that rain will occur just to the east of the center. So, as I mentioned, a rain event, and it's even possible that some locations could get up to 20 inches of rain before this finally tapers off at the end of Wednesday. So today, what we can look to is an increase in some gusty winds today, around 20 to 25 miles an hour out of the northeast, and a good chance for showers and thunderstorms, some heavy rain at times. Temperatures will be in the 80s, around 85 degrees. Tonight, we can look for very windy conditions, mainly out of the east at 25 to 30 miles per hour, but gusts will be over 40 miles an hour at times. And some heavy rain tomorrow, showers and a few thunderstorms, and very windy tomorrow out of the east at 30 to 35 with gusts up to 45, perhaps 50 miles per hour, and temperatures only in the low 80s, but very heavy rain at times through the day. That will continue tomorrow night. And then on Wednesday, again, showers and thunderstorms, heavy rain at times, and still rather breezy with winds of 20 to 30 miles per hour. On Wednesday, the storm will move into southeast Mississippi, cross through southeast Mississippi on Wednesday, and then on Thursday, it'll move into central Alabama, but we will still see showers, numerous showers, even on Thursday, with temperatures in the mid-80s. And finally, Friday, the activity tapers off. The storm will be well on up into Alabama, perhaps moving into Georgia at that time. And we can look for scattered showers, low 80s. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Again, some scattered showers, high in the low 80s. And then finally Sunday, we'll call it mostly sunny. A few showers and a high in the lower 80s. So things will slowly improve Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But as far as the rather nasty conditions here of torrential rain, that's going to really come in here tonight, all day tomorrow night, and on into Wednesday.
Wow. So rain all week long, and this system is moving so slowly, Dr. Bill. If I've learned anything from you over the last few years, it's that being on the east side of the storm is where you catch most of the rain and the wind. So one more time, how much rain are we expecting in our area, and when, at what point will we say, okay, it's here? If you're sitting in Mobile or Baldwin County, when will we say, all right, the tropical storm has officially reached our shores?
Well, we actually had a feeder band come through late in the afternoon, produce some showers, and we'll start to see some of these bands of showers move in today, especially this afternoon, and the winds will gradually pick up through the day. Now, I should mention, down on the coast, we're looking at a storm surge on the Alabama coast of around 3 to 5 feet, and that includes Mobile Bay, and of course, most of that will be reached tomorrow and tomorrow night. But the rainfall totals, again, anywhere from 8 to 12 inches of rain and possibly greater than that. And that will carry us all the way through Wednesday, those totals of 8 to 12 inches. So if we get that, we're definitely be above normal in rainfall for the year.
And you're pretty confident at this point, Dr. Bill, as far as the path of the eye of the storm?
Yeah, it looks like it will be to the west of us, except a little bit of a shift now, it appears, to the east, where we were looking for it to go up close to New Orleans and then on up into extreme southeastern Louisiana. Now it looks like it's shifting over on the Mississippi side of the border.
And we've made it this far without mentioning a number. What category are we expecting this storm to be when it arrives?
Most likely it'd be a Category 1. We could see maximum winds up to 80, maybe 85 miles per hour. Some indications maybe 90, but that would be in a very small area around the center. And so most likely we would not feel winds of that strength here in Mobile, but we would see gales, as I mentioned, 45 or 50 at times tomorrow and tomorrow night.
It's more than we need, but those are
oh,
the
yeah.
facts. Dr. Bill Williams, thanks so much, and we'll talk again in about 1 hour from now.
Okay, Dan.
All right, that's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. You can hear him twice an hour every hour on your standard day here at FM Talk 106.5, but in times like this, we'll be talking with him more throughout the day right here on FM Talk 106.5. And then coming up here after this break, we'll check in with the mayor of Dauphin Island, Jeff Collier, as they prepare for Tropical Storm Sally to make its way into the Gulf Coast.
He's a good friend of FM Talk 106.5 for many, many years. We'll talk to Jeff next.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Thursday night at 7, Auburn fans can weigh in with Tiger Talk OT. Doug Holton takes your calls on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Hotline, 343-0106. Morgan Bradley at Fountain Square in Daphne, a proud sponsor of Tiger Talk OT on FM Talk 106.5.
The news, weather, and traffic you need. The talk you want. And the sports you love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening this fall in your area. Moving Day from the Parkinson's Foundation is a fun and inspiring fundraising event that celebrates exercise and unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Events may look different this year to keep everyone safe, but we can't wait to come together for a good cause. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. Learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center at South Conception Street between Savannah and Elmira Street. Fire Department still on the scene with an accident with injuries. Be careful through there. Beyond that, we look great across the Bayway and the Causeway. Spanish Fort and Daphne, clear. Again, if you traveling from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, light traffic. The Royal Street Tavern, they're open and anxiously waiting to serve you. Taste their rare bourbon, 16 beers on tap, and some of the best handcrafted cocktails in Mobile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 4:30 to 11 at the Battle House Hotel. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
It is 6:45 at FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and we welcome the mayor of Dauphin Island, Alabama, Jeff Collier, to the show. Good morning, Mr. Mayor, and this is old hat for you, but tell us exactly what's going on down on the island right now.
Yeah, well, so far so good. I checked with our police department about an hour ago, and roadway conditions right now are still okay, but you know, I think we're coming up on high tide here in about another 2 or 3 hours or so we'll be watching for changing conditions, not only here on the island, particularly like the West End, but also the Causeway. You know, we're concerned about having that compromised at some point as well.
And, I mean, this is old hat. Dan mentioned it for Dauphin Island. And if anyone has a plan in place, it's you guys. And I mentioned earlier that I think on the west end of Dauphin Island, even hears about a storm in the area, it begins to see some rising water. That's always the first place to go underwater. So when do you guys, I guess you wait until those roads become uncrossable, or are you already discouraging people from coming down to certain parts of the island, or what's the scene right now?
Well, we just try to keep people informed often. You know, we try to let them know. And, of course, I've been around a long time, dealt with a lot of these things, and so I have a pretty good feel for what's going to happen depending on the track and the intensity of the storm. So we try to reach out to our residents, which they're pretty storm savvy to begin with. Mm-hmm. But the main big thing we have to deal with are visitors. You know, we've got a lot of tourists down here, and they're not accustomed to dealing with these things. So they're the ones that we have to kind of cater to a little bit more, and we work very closely with our real estate companies. They have a direct line of communications with them, and one of the things we try to do is just keep them informed and try to encourage them to move vehicles off of these low areas. You know, the last thing we want to do is see people lose their cars. You know, it's no sense in that kind of thing happening, and it is something that we can prevent if everybody does their jobs. In the last couple of storms we've had, we were successful in not losing any vehicles, and that's a good thing.
Jeff Collier, I'll tell you what, thanks for your time now, and we will stay in touch as conditions change, and we'll see what's going on down in Dauphin Island in the next 2-3 days. We'll stay in touch if that's okay.
That'll be great, and thank y'all for checking in.
Also, Mayor Collier, if someone wants to get the news directly from you, I know you're active on social media. Where can they reach out?
Yeah, I keep my Facebook page going pretty quickly on this thing, but we encourage that the town's website is towndauphinisland.org as well, and then there's also usually some information on the Chamber of Commerce as well. So any of the above, you'll see what we've got going on.
Jeff Collier, the mayor of Dauphin Island, thanks for his time. 6:47, sports is on the way.
Yeah, South Alabama lost a close one in the opening of Hancock-Whitney Stadium, and the Big Ten Conference could be close to starting their football season. More coming up in sports.
Fresh, local, that's Allegri Farm Market. With fresh produce daily straight from their farm to your table. Sneak out and catch this morning's pickings and bring home the goodness of the Baldwin County earth, rain, and sunshine. Seasonal fruits, vegetables, locally made products, dairy, shelled peas, and ready-to-cook casseroles. Allegri Farm Market helps make fresh meals easy and affordable. Just off I-10 and Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open daily 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 6. Fresh, local, delicious. Allegri Farm Market.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile County has closed all school campuses and offices today ahead of Tropical Storm Sally. The school district has also canceled remote learning and meal distribution for today. Special education students were set to phase back into the classroom today. That's been pushed back to Wednesday. Students in Baldwin County will return to class this morning, but all extracurricular activities are canceled this afternoon. The decision was announced Sunday afternoon, but Gulf Shores City Schools decided to close ahead of Sally's arrival. A decision about Tuesday classes will be made later today.
Sally has also forced the University of South Alabama to make some changes. The university will go remote due to the storm threat. School will resume normal operations on Wednesday. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves has signed a state of emergency as Sally approaches the coast. Sally is expected to become a hurricane before making landfall. Reeves also sent a formal request to President Trump asking for FEMA assistance. Reeves says people need to take the storm seriously. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
One of the great things about little boys and little girls is when they grow up, they want to be just like you. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. So to moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and grandparents everywhere, remember this. The next time you get in the car and don't buckle your seatbelt, a little boy is watching. And when you decide to text or dial and talk while driving, a little girl is watching your every move. And when you head down the road with a beer or cocktail in the car, that little person next to you is taking it all in. In this life, you have an awesome responsibility to those children who love you the most and want to be you in every way. So make a pledge today to be a good role model to these kids and their friends so that that little boy and that little girl get to grow up and be just like you. Morgan & Morgan, for our children.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. 10 minutes until 7 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. South Alabama fell in the debut of Hancock Whitney Stadium to the Tulane Green Wave 27-24. South took a 24-6 lead midway through the third quarter, but then allowed three rushing touchdowns from Tulane, and the Jags picked up their first loss of the season. Backup Jags quarterback Chase Lovertich took over at quarterback for Desmond Trotter, ended up throwing for 249 yards and two touchdowns in the loss. Next, South gets this week off, and then they play at UAB a week from Thursday on ESPN. Big Ten Conference presidents and chancellors reportedly held two major meetings over the weekend and will soon vote on whether or not to begin the 2020 fall sports seasons earlier than planned. The Competition Task Force and university leaders met Saturday and Sunday with updated medical information presented along with potential return to play plans. According to ESPN, a potential start date of October 17th is one option being discussed. That would likely allow Big Ten teams to complete the regular season before the college football playoff selections are made. If the presidents do decide to vote this week, Big Ten bylaws require at least 60% of member institutions, at least 9 of the 14, to approve major actions. That means that 6 presidents or chancellors would have to change their minds from the last time they voted, when Iowa, Ohio State, and Nebraska were the only schools to vote for a season. And in golf, a friend of FM Talk 106.5, Stuart Sink, won the Safeway Open at 21 under par with his son Reagan as his caddy. Sink shot a final round 7 under to finish 2 shots ahead of second place Harry Higgs. It was Sink's 7th career PGA victory, but his first since 2009. Now this week, the top golfers in the world will battle in the U.S. Open at Winged Foot Golf Club in New York. World number 1 ranked Dustin Johnson is the early favorite, followed closely by John Rahm, Rory McIlroy, Bryson DeChambeau, and Justin Thomas. Round 1 starts on Thursday. 6:52 FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Well, you filled in the blanks there for me because I watch a lot of Sunday golf. Just watch the end of tournaments a lot.
And yeah.
I knew it's been a while since Stuart Sink actually won one.
Yeah.
But 2009, but congratulations. 11 years in between victories. That's something.
11 years, and very closely related to someone here at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. So we are happy for Stuart Sink and glad he got the win yesterday.
A very happy birthday in New Orleans. More on that coming up on FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and a few thunderstorms today. Will be breezy with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms and windy with heavy rain, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms and windy with heavy rain and afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Your workplace needs a welcoming space for employees to relax with a cup of coffee or tea and share creative ideas. And Azalea Coffee Service can create that space for your office. Azalea Coffee Service provides everything. Coffee machines, plus coffee, teas, water, even Keurig and pantry items. Need vending services? Azalea does that too. Throw out that old nasty office coffee pot and replace it with Azalea Coffee Service, the only locally owned and operated coffee service in the Mobile area. Call 675-9178 or online azaleacoffee.com.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. It's a smooth ride across the Bayway coming in from Fairhope to Daphne, and no delays downtown from the tunnels all the way to the 1065 split. And once again, we're accident free. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner invites you in for lunch today with 7 weeks of French fries, just $9.99. They've also got their chicken Caesar salad, three fish tacos, Philly cheesesteak, and more, all served to you by the world-famous Hooters girls every day till 3 p.m. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good morning. It is Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5, 655. A lot of news, a lot of updates on what's open, what's closed. Dr. Bill Williams with the weather. Crucial right now, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
That's not only all on the way, but you'll hear it all day on FM Talk 106.5. A birthday in New Orleans that you found interesting, I guess?
Yeah, how cool is this story? So the oldest living World War II veteran in America, Lawrence Brooks, turned, Dan, 111 years old.
Whoa.
On Saturday. 111 years old, the oldest living World War II veteran. And they had a birthday party for him in a socially distant celebration right outside of the National World War II Museum that's in New Orleans and actually pretty close to Lawrence Brooks' home. Now, that's something I have not visited yet that is at the top of the list.
D-Day?
The World War II Museum there in New Orleans. I have not visited that. But,
yeah, I have not either.
It's on the list.
And it's a shame because it's not like I never go to New Orleans. So shame on me.
No excuses, Dan.
No, right.
But this is so cool. For the birthday party, they had, I guess, the Victory Bell, which is a vocal trio they have there at the museum. They performed a rendition of Happy Birthday. Then you had the Aeroshell acrobatic team and the Big Easy Wing flying over the museum as they celebrated this man's 111th birthday. They said Brooks stood on the front porch and tipped his hat back as the planes flew above him. He also danced a two-step as the Victory Bells performed that Happy Birthday song for him. He wore a New Orleans face mask, was smiling and waving to the crowd that showed up, said, God bless all of you, every one of you. And they asked him, you know, what's your secret for living so long? We ask this of everyone that lives past 100.
Yeah, and we don't get a chance to talk to people that too many to get to 111.
Seriously.
I mean, that is crap. That is running right through the tape, and you keep on going.
Keep on going. And he said his secret for living long, it's simple. Serve God and be nice to people. So 111th birthday and a happy birthday from FM Talk 106.5 to our oldest living World War II veteran, Lawrence Brooks.
Well, I hate to say this, but if those are the keys to living long, I think we both know some people that aren't going to make it much further. if you got to serve God and be nice to people. I got some people on this list that are not going to make it all that far.
Right.
That's the museum that's down by the water, down by the hotels. Is it also known as the D-Day Museum?
I have no idea, Dan. Okay. That's something I should know, and you think.
Well, I apologize for asking him, but we both look like fools now.
Well,
so.
I've been to New Orleans a handful of times, not nearly as many times as most people around here.
Yeah.
But I've still never been to the World War II Museum, so that's on the list.
We usually go with other intentions in mind, dealing with that are usually restaurant-related.
Yeah.
Or sports event-related, right?
That seems to be it.
FM Talk 106.5, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and text line, phone line, they're the same, 343-0106. Feel free to reach out.